7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Ching! The time is 8:50. Kaboo! Zinger! Woo! The time is so crazy. Whatever.
Okay. First of all, close the damn thing. All right. Is this on? We are on. We're good. How do I lock the car? Push the button. There we go. Something weird has happened. Okay, first of all, let's get this started off in some manner of normalcy. Hello, and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. It is 1930 UTC, and you're listening to Anon Radio. Anon Radio is a radio station. All right, so anyway, what you need to know is it is warm today. How warm is it? It's at least 13 degrees Celsius. I do not know what that is in American. You know, like 55. And where am I? I'm outdoors. I'm here at Herrenhaven, and I got distracted because there's something strange here in the old prairie grass plots. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 CMU brickbats with plastic hose coming out of them. They've been set in concrete. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Each one of these has about 9 legs. They look like giant spiders. What the hell are these? Yeah, so take half of a cinder block, fill the middle of it with concrete, then stick in 9 pieces of black 3/4-inch hose that are about a meter long, a yard and a half long, that are curved. It looks like we got spider legs. I don't know what's going on here. I don't want to know. Let us continue. If this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, be aware that when the weather gets nice, or nice enough to go outside, we are obligated to go outside. And so that's what we're doing, and today we are at Herrenhaven. Herrenhaven. The haven for herons in the middle of my lovely city. And the most miraculous thing of all is that there's nobody else here. Can you believe it? We haven't been able to come here as much as we'd like this year because of COVID-19. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't... Oh, big bird flying over. Big bird flying over. What is that thing? Ooh, that's a big hawk. Is that a red tail? I couldn't even tell what it was. It didn't look like a red tail. Anyway, due to COVID-19, everything else in the world was closed except for Herrenhaven. So this is where everybody came this summer. Every single day, a dozen people here or more. Anyway, so as I enter the forest, I'm walking by the big cottonwood tree that fell down earlier this spring in a big storm. Massive, massive tree came a crashing down. Everything is brown. Well, there's some green leaves on the ground still. There's some green ivy that sticks low to the ground that pretty much stays green all year round. All the leaves are off the trees. All the leaves on the low, low plants are all wilted. And I can see through the forest, which means other dudes in the forest can see me too. So I've worn my ultimate forest disguise clothing today. My black and white shoes, my black pants, my white socks, my gray jacket. I wish I had a gray head covering, but it's more tan. Still, very neutral color. and I'm hoping to be mistaken for a goose. Okay, they took the big sign out here and they replaced it with the old wooden signs. Weird. I'm noticing that there's a lot of new self-guided tour posts. There's little posts everywhere, and they've got little plaques on them that have QR codes that you can apparently scan and learn about what you're standing next to. Which is weird, because I don't know who wrote these things, but they're probably not very good. They're probably very boring and dull and don't tell you any information. I should add stuff. When you're standing next to this post, you are 3 meters away from a mycelium of blank mushrooms. So look for mushrooms over here, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. All right, so we're heading out towards the boardwalk now. I'm looking across into the grassy area. I see more beaver damage. There's, geez, many. Yeah, there's, I'm seeing evidence of beavers running around in here. There's beaver paths. Oh my God, look at this one. This is a beaver highway. Oh man. Oh, here's another tree down, beaver damage. And here's where the beavers have been crawling under the boardwalk. And here's where the beavers have been walking down to the water. Okay, let's get out here. Oh, I see ripples in the water. On the end of the boardwalk, I cannot see what's making this water movement. Now, it's unlikely that we're going to find a beaver at this time of day. But it could happen. Weirder things have happened. So I'm coming out onto the boardwalk, trying to see what's causing the ripples. Cannot see it, got a bad line of sight. Scanning pond rim. What is that over there? What is that over there, he says, as he notices what appears to be some kind of furry lump. Yeah, we got a problem. I wish I was Hello Kitty, but if you are hearing my voice right now, it means there's been a massive, massive technical failure. And this is a compound massive technical failure in that... While we were at Harrenhaven, we went bingo battery. The batteries died, and that was too bad because we were having lots of fun looking at fluffy little muskrats swimming around. God damn it. Now I'm just pissed. And then there was even more problems. Somehow this battery failure has knocked out some hardware. I've got big problems I need to deal with, and I don't know if this is going to be fixed or not. Will there be dubious goals committee tomorrow? I don't know. So while I'm trying to work out this weird stuff, you need to listen to this instead.
Cue world's most joyous celebration, coordinated jumping. They're like a string of My Little Ponies vaulting over a rainbow. Friendship is magic!
I'm an evil man, don't you bother with me.
The must chule lal kalandar, must chule lal kalandar, must chule lal kalandar, must chule lal kalandar.
We'll be right back. Don't you bother with me. it, guys. Try it again. Hi, I'm Eddie Idle. I-D-L-E. No, it's not my real name. Before this, I was Chaney Link in the prisons. That wasn't my real name either. I guess that wasn't a very good name. Probably because I thought of it before I found Mertz.
That's right, Eddie. We love you.
Everything was bad then, before Mertz. We couldn't get any material to perform. And arguments broke out on stage. Guys were taking equipment home, not bringing it back. Maybe you read about it.
No, we hated each other.
The prisms. You guys aren't even the prisms. Well, anyway.
Sorry, Eddie, I wasn't following.
These guys don't even read.
Yeah.
Then I happened to buy a tin of Mertz, the tiny brain-shaped tablet that makes up your mind. Well, that changed everything, I guess. I ditched the band. I changed my name, got these guys together, switched to keyboards. Now I'm Eddie Idle, completely famous, with a future that's economically secure.
That's gonna be a great song.
You know, you guys can get your life in gear too, but first, you've got to get your mind in gear with Mertz. Mertz makes up your mind. Okay, guys, let's do another take on Rolling Down the River.
Mertz makes up your mind.
Take only as directed.
I like it like that. left ear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
My mistake, ma'am.
Well, I should say it is Calpurnia. Mother, your maid is... Oh, hello.
Evening. Sorry to disturb your,
elegant dinner party for the most elegant people in all of New York.
You gonna be Radio Kitty? Well, why are you giving me the yanks? Well, you see those birdies outside? You don't like those birdies? You want to eat them up? You don't want to eat them up, you just want to give them a chomp? Do you want to go outside and get those birdies? Do you want to kick those birdies' asses?
Thank you.
On the count. 1, 2, 3. Hi!
Eddie, tell him like it is.
Hey, I'm Eddie Idle.
Yeah.
And this is my band.
Yeah. All right.
You know, we're us guys, we're sitting pretty up here right now on the top of the current scene for one pretty good reason, I guess. We take Mertz. You know, I guess whether it's an important decision about album graphics or the current lyrics for some music we've just written, or just trying to make our limo doorbell safe from transient peaks, I guess they're the only decisions we've got. So, I guess you know we're gonna make the most of them. We want our minds made up fast, right guys?
You bet!
And Mertz makes up our minds faster, more completely than any other mental supplement ever could, if there were any. Hey, listen to me. Try Mertz, huh? It's all there is. Best of all, Mertz works.
That's all.
Come on, guys. Let's do one more.
Okay, Eddie.
All right. That's right. Come in.
Mertz makes up your mind.
Take only as directed.
Yeah, okay, I'm back here at the end, and I'm glad you liked listening to a bunch of random stuff from the old style of Dubious Goals Committee shows. I haven't figured out what is going on with my equipment here. I'm going to keep working on this, and hopefully I'll be back tomorrow. I guess we'll find out. So yeah, tune in tomorrow at 19:30 UTC to see if Dubious Goals Committee and Tobe have survived the horrible technology breakdown. Okay, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.